Hi, this is Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And you're listening, you're watching Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. Thanks for being here with us today. Thanks for listening to our show. Today, in March, we always celebrate St. Patrick's Day, of course. And my wife being Irish, she does it all out. We even had corned beef and cabbage for dinner that night. But also for us here in the city of Downey, it brings us to our roots. Our city was founded by an Irishman by the name of John Gately Downey. So I thought I'd do a quick discussion on John Gately Downey that a lot of people have always talked about. So just recently, LA in a Minute, which is a little Instagram podcast on there and recaps certain things in a minute, and it recapped the city of Downey, and it talked a little bit about John Gately Downey. It got some of his facts wrong in there because he didn't do his research on the city itself, but he did have his research on John Gately Downey and who he was. But for us, so John Gately Downey came to America at the age of 14. He was a young governor. He became governor at the age of 32 in 1860. His wife was 22. They got married when they were 15 years old. It was an arranged marriage, if you will. Today, he'd be in jail for that, but that was a different era. So Governor John Gately Downey, of course, is our first foreign-born governor. There's only been two in the state of California, and of course, the other one was Governor Schwarzenegger. He did so many things, but one of the things that he started the Chamber of Commerce. He's the one that designated Sacramento as our capital and laid the first brick for our Capitol building. He was also in his older days a land shark, and that's how he acquired a lot of his land and also loaned people money. When he acquired Downey, he had a $100,000 loan he had given out at 50% interest. And, of course, that was ridiculous terms back then. It was even more than it is today. So, of course, it couldn't be paid off, so he took the land back in collateral. And I think it was like 160,000 acres or something like that down here in Southern California. And originally it started out as orange groves and a lot of beautiful farmland. When the railroad came in, it changed a lot of dynamics. But anyway, there was a vision for the city of Downey. Governor John Gately Downey, as a matter of fact, was the very first person to ever have a transcontinental telegraph from Sacramento to Washington, and him and Abraham Lincoln communicated for the first time. Sacramento then was run very much like for the Democrats, like it is today, but it was a different kind of Democrats. So President Lincoln was afraid that Governor Downey was going to get California involved in the Civil War, but going into the South. And Governor Downey says, not only will I not do that, but I will send troops. And they did. Some of them fought admirably for the North in the Civil War. So we have a long legacy of that. Anyways, John Gately Downey. So when I became mayor of the city, I love our history. I love everything about it here in the city of Downey. And that was very unique to me. So in 2013, when Ireland reached out to me and the Roscommon Historical Society reached out to me about signing what they call a twinning agreement, okay? Twinning, like a twin. And for us, we call it sister cities agreements. So give you a little bit history and perspective. The city of Downey was the very first sister city relationship of anybody in the entire United States. 1957, President Eisenhower says we should reach out to other cities and other countries for economic relationship, for educational relationship, for cultural relationship. And then August 1960, Downey and the city of Guadalajara became the very first sister city in the history of the United States. So that's kind of a cool legacy. So when 2013, when I was mayor my second time, when they reached out to me, I thought, what a great opportunity for us to do that, because I already had done a bust of John Gately Downey in front of City Hall the year before. And it's the only one that is also in Roscommon, Ireland, his birthplace. So by the same artist, we even reached out and had it done by the same artist. So it's kind of a history. We have it here in front of City Hall, and we have it there in Roscommon, Ireland. So John Gately Downie was born in 1841, and it's called Castle Sampton, Taghmacannel, Roscommon, Ireland. Okay. Castle Sampton was kind of like the area, like we would say Orange Estates, right? And then Taghmacannel was kind of the city, and that would be like saying Downey. So Orange Estates, Downey, to put it in terms that we can understand. And then Roscommon is like the county, but it's a lot bigger. That would be like L.A. County, but obviously they're in a smaller scale. So I had the opportunity, we met with the Roscommon City Council, and we signed Sister Cities Relationship. They put the gold chains on me, and it was just a great affair with their folks. Mayor Tom Crosby welcomed us with open arms. We have a good relationship. We have a relationship to this day, so many years later. And next year, we promised our son, when he graduates from medical school now this year, that we're going to take him back there and give him the tour, especially Roscommon. It's about 2 hours away from Dublin. But my wife is from County Cork, her family, so we're going to give him the whole part of his roots, okay? We've got the Cuban side on my side and then the Irish side on my wife's side. So we have this great history with Ireland. We have this great history with Roscommon. The people there were amazing. They love our history. Obviously, I visited the gravesite of his father, John Gately Downie's father. And it's just a beautiful Irish countryside. They took me out there to his ruins, if you will, where John Gately Downie was born. And it's half a building, worth of bricks. I'll show a picture on here. And it was amazing to see and to be in the place on the middle of the Irish countryside where John Gately Downie was born and where he left. He left for other reasons. He actually wanted to become a Catholic priest, and he went through back east, moved his way here, was part of the gold rush, and just kept being innovative. He did so many different things in his career, but he was a badass Irishman. When he was once up in San Francisco, there was a state senator challenging him because the state senator was trying to take over all the docks and privatize it for his own benefit. And he got into Governor Downey's face, and Governor Downey, being this Irish guy, punched him right in the nose and knocked the guy out, which today you'd go to jail for. I'm not saying it's acceptable, but that's what they did back then. So it's interesting is because in the state capitol, if you go up to the old museum wing, if you will, of the state capitol, there's only three portraits hanging there in the old governor's office. And one is Leland Stanford. Okay, of course, it started at Stanford University. The other one is of the gentleman that changed the name from Yerba Buena to San Francisco. Yerba Buena means good herbs, and that's what San Francisco used to be called. And if you cross the bridge ever to the bay side, you'll see the signs Yerba Buena Island. The islands below that bridge are called Yerba Buena and good herbs. So you have Leland Stanford, the gentleman, the governor that changed the name of San Francisco to San Francisco from Yerba Buena in 1850. And then the last one up there is Governor John Gately Downie. So those are three portraits that are hanging in the old governor's mansion office area of the museum part of our California state capitol. So just to give you a little background. So if you ever go to Sacramento, go to that section of the Capitol and look inside there. And they're doing a lot of renovations there. So I hope they don't take that out. But it's historical and it's kind of neat to have. So much history here in the city of Downey. This is only one little piece. This is about our founder, John Gately Downie. And if you have any more questions, feel free to call me. My cell number is 562-706-4114, 562-706-4114. My email, mario@gerains.com. We want to thank our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union, for making sure that this podcast happens and we get the message out about the goodness in our city and the things happening on there. Financial Partners Credit Union, they have over 80,000 members. They've been here for over 80 years, and they do a lot to help a lot of people. So, we want to thank them. If you ever see somebody from Financial Partners, make sure you say thank you for all the community involvement that they have. So I hope that you enjoyed our episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.